The court heard oral arguments this week in a case involving Corey Kleeser. He was 15 in 2006 when he allegedly killed 58-year-old Ron Adams by beating him with a hammer and stabbing him in the neck with a pair of scissors. Kleeser was charged as an adult, but after a waiver hearing, the circuit court waived him back into juvenile court. The state appealed, and the appeals court ruled that the judge had allowed the defense to introduce too much information about how the victim was killed. Kleeser's attorney, Devin Lee, told the high court it was appropriate to let the judge know that Kleeser believed he was going to be raped when he killed Adams. She says that's a very different kind of murder than one carried out during a robbery.
Even though it's in name the same, first-degree intentional homicide, a very different offense than the one that we had here. A young person who has suffered a lifetime of trauma goes up to this apartment, someone that he knows. According to the detective, Ron Adams wanted to have sexual contact with Corey. Corey said no. There was a physical scuffle.
But some of the justices said they're concerned about allowing a waiver hearing to turn into an actual trial about guilt or innocence. A decision in this case isn't likely until this spring, but the same issues may come up sooner than that in another juvenile murder case pending in Milwaukee. 14-year-old Labrina Brown is scheduled to have a juvenile waiver hearing in December. She's charged with killing her step-grandfather by stabbing him in the neck during an argument. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.